Do we have the ability, the authority, the energy to make a difference? He said, ye shall receive power. So the question is, if we don't have the power, or aren't using the power, or it's not changing our lives, is it because we haven't received it, or we've forgotten how to use it? Because the power that was there whenever these words were spoken is still in existence today. It says, ye shall receive power after. After. That's a key point to where we're headed at, is this word after. Amen. Have we hit the after? Are you in the before or the after? If we're in the before, then we need to get to the after. Amen. If we're in the after, we need to stop making excuses and get busy. Yes. Because he says, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Yeah. For what purpose? Ye shall be witnesses unto me in both Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Let's understand what's at stake here. He did not say ye shall receive power so that you can live a good Christian life. He did not say ye shall receive power so you can slide in by the skin of your teeth into the kingdom of heaven. He said, we shall receive power so that we can be witnesses. God is looking for a people to stop being so secretive and start working and moving and living in the power of God. He has talked about this life that he's wanting to give us where we are loving God and loving people. And we are looking for opportunities to bring them into the kingdom of heaven and all that it entails. Yes, he really does want to give us a life that is so different. Maybe not the life we would necessarily pick out for ourselves, which is part of our problem. We want to pick out the lives that we're going to live for ourselves instead of allowing God to do that for us. We get so consumed, myself included, in all the things that's going on around us, the things which happen on a day-to-day basis, that we forget we have the power, or should have the power, or have the power available to us to live in a life and a way which will change the world and the way people live, and we can make an impact on people's lives around us if we'll just get busy. Amen. We've allowed a whole year to be squandered by a stupid virus. Let's just face it. A whole year has pretty much been squandered by the church. Well, we got to do... No. You shall receive power. You can go look it up. Look at the last chapters of Matthew and Mark and Luke. You know what he says? You shall have power. If you eat any deadly thing, it won't hurt you. You can take up snakes. I'm not advocating that, by the way. If any of you have them at home, just leave them at home. I really don't need you to bring them into me. I'm not scared of all snakes. Some I'm scared of and should be. My favorite thing to do with snakes is to kill them. I understand they have a purpose, so they can go do their purpose out of sight and out of mind. Go ahead and eat all those mice, whatever else you want to. Just don't do it on my doorstep. Because if you're on my doorstep, my wife's going to be on me, and I don't want to have to put up with either of them. I remember shortly after we had moved here, it
was probably within the first couple of years. We just moved into the house that we'd put up, and we came home from church one Sunday morning, and there's this big old black snake right over some blocks that I had as a temporary porch going into it. And she looked at that and said, "I'm not going in there." So I knew that snake was between me and lunch. A hoe was quickly found. Hey, you read it and we find out we got power. We find out that what we really need to be focused on is the kingdom of heaven, not the kingdom of Mark or the kingdom of fill your name in there. God is wanting us to be focused on Him and His kingdom. It really is of the utmost importance because it's the only thing that matters. It is the only thing that matters. No matter what we accumulated in this life, one thing's for certain. Either it's going to break, fall apart, get old, get used, or given to somebody else. Because you can't take it with you. And you get to the towards the end of this book, and you find out someday it's all going to get burned up and melted down anyhow. So if it can't last, it can't be that important. But the kingdom of God is eternity. So he says, "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you." So where did we get to that after part? Well, go up to verse 4. Jesus is getting ready to leave, and he's has the disciples command together, and he tells them, "Hey, hang tight." He says, "Wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, 'You have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence.'" Now we know that the day of Pentecost was when this happened. But there's a few things I want us to point out here. He said, "Wait." You know the problem with waiting is how we wait. Sometimes we wait and we hit the pause button, and we don't look to ever hit the play button again. Amen. This waiting was not, "Okay, yeah, just go take it easy, lounge out." No. It was that waiting kind of like, remember back when you could actually get in the hospitals? And you had somebody who was going to have a surgery or they're going to give birth to a baby or something like that. And you're in the waiting room. And every time somebody came through a door, you looked up to see if it was somebody looking for you. You had this anticipation. You had this, "There's something going to happen and I want to know about it," type waiting. That's what he was talking about. Hey, don't go just hit the pause button, but wait for it. Let it build. Let the anticipation, let the desire build. Do we really have a desire for God to move in our lives? As desperately as we have for other things? I mean, God understands what people are like. He made us. And He understands that, you know, sometimes there has to be this building up. Building up of a desire. Building up of an excitement. Building up of an anticipation. To get us to be more involved. To get us to be more in tune with what He's trying to do. Think if you were... Think if you were on a really good roller coaster. You know, the really good roller coasters, they start you up. And the closer you get to the top, the slower it gets. And you get up there just to the top, and it seems like you're almost stopped. Yeah. And then you go over. And you start screaming your full head off. Lifting your hands because you want to show just how crazy you really are. And you understand, you know, if you like roller coasters, that's what it's all about. That first really good drop that sticks your stomach up in your throat, twists you around and makes you want to do it all over again. I'm not a real huge roller coaster fan. My son got me into them, and one of these days my grandkids will probably get me on them again. I'll go into one and want to go puke the rest of the day, but that's okay. It's not that way with God. What God's wanting to do is build us up. He wants to get it to where our focus gets more in tuned. You know, the longer you're in that waiting room, the more you realize, okay, yeah, that person was here before me, and that person was here before me, and they're all gone. It's got to be getting time. Amen. It's got to be getting close. Yes. It's got to be soon. Hey, I want to talk to you about this. Yes. Are we looking while we're waiting? See, God has been laying a whole bunch of information on us. God has really been laying out what it is He's wanting to do in our lives. What it is that He's wanting to do to get us to really get involved and get excited about compelling people to come in to the fold. He's really been trying to help us to see all of the advantages in our own life and everyone else's life. If we will just come on board and really understand that this really is true, it really does matter, and everything else that we're going through in life is just part of life, and not to get so focused on it. Are we starting to see it? If not, we need to take a step back and say, hey, why am I snoozing when I need to be looking? Amen. Amen. Now, more than ever, as we see the things happening in the world around us, we can understand by just common knowledge something's getting ready to change. Massively, worldwide. I mean, we have never lived in a day like this one. We really haven't. Where the world is not just a few countries, practically every country in the world is looking for a great reset of some sort. Something has to change, and all of the world is inching towards it, talking about it. This is not a day in which we've ever lived in. Hey, are we waiting? Are we ready to get to the after? Are we ready to understand what He wants to do? See, what He wants to do is give us His Spirit. Say, oh, I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. When did you last work in it? When did you last really operate in it? When was the last time you really spent time on your knees praying before Him in it? When was the last time you bound up powers and principalities and spiritual rulers of wickedness in high places using the power given to us? When was the last time that we really got to where our focus was, how am I going to change someone's life today by the Spirit of God? Yeah. If the answer isn't within the last 48 hours, I'll give you yesterday, you may not have seen that many people.
hasn't been so recently we can talk about it, then we're not living in it. We're not walking in that which God is wanting us to do. Because He is wanting us to change the world. He is wanting us to be witnesses of who He is. If you're here today and say, I don't know who this man really is, let me tell you. He is the most wonderful person who ever lived. He's the Son of the Most High God. The one who loved us so much. Let me rephrase that. The one who loves us so much. Past, present, and future. That He did the ultimate good for us, and that He came Himself to be mankind, and willingly of His own free will sacrificed His life for us. He didn't have to. He chose to. It was why He came into this world. And He did that not so that He can rule over us and tell us how we're going to live our lives. He did that so we would be reunited with Him and come to Him and say, I want to understand how You want me to live. I want You to rule over my life because You love me that much. I know You have the best for me at heart. Can we really embrace the concept that God loves us that much, that He will take care of us even in the hardest of times, even if what it really means is we end up sacrificing our lives for Him, knowing that He has something better either for us or for someone else because of it? Amen. That's what the power of God will do in our lives. He told us in John, as He was getting ready to leave, that He was going to be sending the Spirit of God. You can look it up yourself. For sake of time, I'm not going to go through this in John chapter 16. But I know He said He was going to come because He was going to convict of three things. Sin. Well, we don't have any problem with that, do we? We're pretty good at sinning. Of righteousness. Because people so often reject what God's really wanting to do in lives. Amen. And finally, excuse me, to bring judgment. Yes. Now, we talked last week that we're not supposed to judge. It's because we're not God. So God wants to convict us of judgment. So we stop judging. We start loving. He wants us to convict us of sin. He wants us to understand we haven't arrived. I have not arrived. You know, we can look and say, yeah, he's talking about the sinners. No, He's talking about us. He wants to cleanse us. He wants to cleanse us of our attitudes that get us focusing on ourselves so much and not Him. He wants to convict us of righteousness so we'll walk in His righteousness instead of our own righteousness. He wants us to see how great He really is and that all we want to do is walk in Him. So what we can really do is live in His judgment. Because His judgment to the Christians is really great. He said, I find no fault. He wants us to love people, finding not their faults, but their potential. And so He poured out His Spirit on the day of Pentecost to these people who had got together, taken care of some business, and all they were looking for is, I wonder what this Spirit's really going to be like. He said, we're going to be baptized with fire and with Spirit. What's that really going to be like? What is it that God's going to do in our lives? And what it ended up doing was it changed their lives. Think about it. The last chapter
of the Gospel of John, we find Peter, after Jesus has been crucified, buried, rose, he's shown himself to the disciples. They know Jesus is alive. We don't know how long it's been since Peter has last seen Jesus. We know it's somewhere within 40 days, because that's how long he had been there, the time his resurrection to his ascension. So we know it's somewhere less than 2 months. Peter hasn't heard anything new from God, so he says, I'm going to go fishing. I'm going to go back to what I'm comfortable with. I'm going to go back to that which I am familiar with. And several of the disciples went with him. Life was going to return to normal. And then Jesus gets them together and says, hey, here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to go wait. Because something's going to happen to those who seek after it, who are expecting me to do something in their lives. So I want you to stay put. Don't let life rule you over the next few days, because I'm getting ready to send something so incredible into your life. Said, whenever you receive this, you're going to be witnesses. You're going to be witnesses. And look at the change from these men and ladies going up to that point in time and then after. Peter, who denied Jesus. The disciples who all ran. People who tried to get back to their own normal way of living. And then the Spirit came. And it filled them with power. And it filled them with a new understanding. And it filled them with a new desire. And it filled them with a purpose. Do you know your purpose in the kingdom today? Do you know what it is that God is wanting to be using you for in the kingdom of heaven right now? March the 7th, 2021. Do you know what it is that He's trying to do through you and in you to impact the world around you? If we are not doing that, we need to go back to the beginning. So here's where I believe we're at. I believe we need, over the next few weeks, to do some serious waiting. Not just hit the pause button. Do some serious waiting. God, what is it that you're trying to do in my life? What is it that you have been speaking over the last few months and years? See, it didn't make sense to the disciples until after. Once the Spirit came, oh, Peter could say, yeah, I understand what Joel meant. You guys are wondering all this about it. This is what Joel said, in the last days I'll pour my Spirit out. This is what all the Old Testament's been about. All of a sudden, the light bulb came on. Why? Because the Spirit of God came to teach them, to guide them, to direct them, to give them the power to understand spiritual things. And I'm sorry, but we've lost the true understanding of spiritual things. We have heard it from pastor, from myself. We've been preaching the truths, but even I would challenge that even pastor and myself have not really got it. Can't speak for him, I can for myself. So here's what I want to challenge us. Let's wait. Anticipating. Wait. And seeking God.
asking him, God, reveal yourself to me anew. Give me the power of the Spirit anew. You say, I've never been filled with the Holy Ghost. God, if this is for me today, and it is, then God, give me of your Spirit. Ask, seek, bang on heaven's door saying, God, I'm in waiting mode, but I'm in anxious waiting mode. God, I'm shutting things out. God, there's things that I normally be doing. I'm going to shut some of those things out. I'm not shutting down all my life, but God, the next few weeks I'm gonna focus in a little bit more. Because it's important. We got to get to the after. It's time to get to the after. So that we can be witnesses. To truly share and tell of what we have seen and heard. Because that's what witnesses do. Is that not right? Amen. You go to the court. They get in there. I want you to be a witness. Say what you've seen and you've heard. Not what somebody else has told you. What you have seen and heard from God. Hey. Say, I haven't seen or heard anything from God. If we'll do the wait. I mean, you know what I'm talking about on wait. At this point in time. Yeah. Now hit the pause button. It's time to focus in. You'll see. And you'll hear. Of things you've never imagined. Amen. Because he wants to give you something to witness about. Yeah. Yeah, he wants to give you something to testify. Yeah. And say, hey. Yeah, I understand what you're going through. Used to be doing it myself. Oh, you got an addiction? Yeah, I understand those addictions. Used to have one myself. See, I don't have any addiction. Oh, there's not a person in here doesn't have an addiction. Yeah. Not all of them are drugs or alcohol. Yeah. We can get addicted to so many different things. We don't look at it as addiction. What we look at it is, well, that's just the way I am. Yeah. We're addicted to that lifestyle. Yes, we become comfortable in it. Yes. And whenever something doesn't happen that allows that part of our life to continue, we'll get a little bit agitated about it. Yep. Not any different than a drug addict, is it? So, let's wait. Let's anticipate. Let's seek. Let's ask. Let's knock. Say, God, you're offering a life that you say is going to be so totally different than what I am understanding and ready for. You've kind of laid out a little bit of it, trying to help us to understand it. Mark's done a lousy job of it, but he's done the best he can. But I know one thing, the Spirit of God, it'll fill in all the pieces. It'll make it seems so real because it will be so real. Because in the last days, there will be a new outpouring of His Spirit. In the last days, He will do His greatest work. The question is, will we do the work to get to the moment so we can live in the after? Amen. Something new for you to consider. Pastor?
Praise God. Let's have the worship team come down. He has given us, He, God, by His Word, has given us some pretty straightforward direction for our lives. And He has warned us, promised us, that we can't even come to Him except the Spirit draws. So there's a great need for more of the Spirit of God. And just so there's no excuses, He said, if you ask, I'll give you my Spirit. We can't use an excuse. I didn't have opportunity, or I wasn't intelligent enough, or whatever. Not of the right family, or on and on and on. He said, if you ask Him, He will give you His Spirit. That's not out of context, folks. The context is that you know how to give good gifts to your children, and you're evil people. He said, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Spirit to those who ask Him? And, it's so true. I fear lest way too many people, Christians, are missing out on a moving of God. God is doing a lot of things, but we have to be sensitive to the Spirit. For example, most of you know they had some pretty catastrophic events in Texas, especially southern Texas, in the past couple of weeks, where they had weather colder than what they've had in decades, and they had electricity was gone, they had no water, whatever, and it was on for days. If you happen to get Brother High's newsletter, know that because of people not having water, somebody made a choice to bring water in by a tanker truck. And by coincidence, they parked that truck right in front of Brother High's house. And he said he was amazed at how many people he got to talk to that came to that tanker truck to get water for day after day. God is always wanting to be doing something in our lives. But we miss it because we think an event brought on by the Spirit happens a couple times in our lives, maybe. Or maybe, wow, if we're really blessed once a day or whatever. God wants to make your life a life of things happening led by the Spirit. And so we need to ask. Stand together with us. And thank you for those who have been streaming in with us. Encourage you to come out tonight. Encourage everyone. Get yourself in church. Be in the fellowship of the saints. Okay? Be in the fellowship of the saints. Be in the fellowship of the saints. Because the enemy wants to separate you so he can get you discouraged. So he can really do a number on you. And so it's really important. Very, very, very important. Scripture says, and even more so, he says, as you see these last days approaching. Let us pray. Lord, I ask you, Lord, that for every person here before they leave here, every person streaming, Lord, that hears me even in days to follow, Lord, that they will take time to ask you to give a really good, the best gift that you would give of your Spirit unto them. And then help us, Lord, to be anticipating because you give, you promise, and you keep your promises. And so, Lord God, I ask you that not a person would leave here today except that they have asked you, Lord, deliberately, premeditatedly, Lord, to give that gift of your Spirit and that Lord, we would anticipate because you promise us that. And Lord, if there's anyone here that does not know you, not ready to go out into eternity, let them today, before they leave here, Lord, call out to you and confess their sins and believe you that you will forgive them because you will. And Lord God, let us not take lightly an opportunity as the Spirit speaks to us. Lord, that we don't squander that opportunity, but we respond to it. In Jesus' name, amen. Worship team, if you would, please. Hey, the altar's open. If you'd like to come down, pray. If you'd like for us to pray with you about something, come down and let us know, okay? But don't just walk out of here. Walk out of here a person that has moved in the direction of God so that He can move in your direction.